Welcome to today's episode of Bemede in Translation. I am Abarin Zechukwu, and my co-host is Abena Wukulabi. Today's poem is I Ask That I Do Not Die by Ilya Kaminsky. Ilya Kaminsky was born in the former Soviet Union city of Odessa. He lost most of his hearing at the age of 4 after a doctor misdiagnosed mumps as a cold, and his family was granted political asylum by the United States in 1993, settling in Rochester, New York. After his father's death in 1994, Kaminsky began to write poems in English. Kaminsky's honors include a Whiting Writers Award, the Milton Center's Award for Excellence in Writing, the Florence Kahn Memorial Award, Poetry Magazine's Levinson Prize, as well as their Ruth Lilly Fellowship. He co-edited with Susan Harris the Echo Anthology of International Poetry, 2010, and edited and co-translated Polina Baskova's This Lamentable City, 2010. He has also served as the editor of the online journal Impose Review. He lives in San Diego. Abena translated I Ask That I Do Not Die to Twi, and I did in Igbo as well. Here, Abena introduces the poem, highlighting the selection process. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. I am Abena, and welcome to today's reading session. The poem I selected for today is I Ask That I Do Not Die by Ilya Kaminsky. In the next couple of minutes, I'm going to take you through my process and take you through the reason why I selected this poem. Somewhere in December, I had an accident. I'm happy now that I'm able to look back and call it that and give it the word that properly befits it. Right after the accident, I was faced with an existential crisis. I had to think about whether I was ready to die. Should I die? When will I die? If I die at that moment, am I going to be happy? I was thinking about what are people going to say about me on social media if I die? Have I lived deeply and fully enough? Have I experienced enough to be able to die without becoming a lingering ghost? I was thinking of so many things and I was overwhelmed. I was going crazy. I couldn't live with those thoughts, with those emotions and feelings in my body. I wasn't welcome in my own body. You can imagine how terrible it was. It was like somebody had gathered a whole sack, a whole bucket of fire ants and then poured them under my skin. So I was all and in that moment, I mean, I learned love deeply. I learned different emotions. I'm still learning, but it was a really rough time for me. And maybe you might want to read the introduction on this in writing to properly appreciate what's going on. Anyways, so when Akbar asked me to select a poem, I told him, oh, give me three poets. And then he says, okay, I'll give you three poets. And then he says, three people. And then I look through the names. Ah, da 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 da. Ooh, Ilya Kaminsky. I know Ilya Kaminsky. There have been moments where his poetry have held me by the neck, put me up against the wall, and then just given me a couple of punches. Boom, 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 boom. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go with Ilya Kaminsky. And then I do a Google search, go to, I think, poets.org, search for Ilya Kaminsky, look at the things he's translated. I'm like, oh, I'm really vibing, I'm enjoying this. All this while, I have seen the first poem that I ask that I do not die. I had seen the poem, and I'm like, no. I mean, something was pulling me to it. I'm like, oh, no. I became like Jonah. I didn't want to look at that poem. I looked at everything else. I looked at everything else from Death Republic. I'm like, no, this poem, I can't do it. I'm not sure what finally broke the camel's back. I clicked on that link and then read that poem. And I felt all the emotions I had swept under the carpet from that accident. I don't know, but I hope you enjoy this as you go through it.
Anamayo kamu hapemu nke Ilya Kaminsky. Mana ọ bụrụ na amụrụ m, achọrọ m igbu ozi enweghị mmechi. Abụ m onye odeabụọ Amerịka, nke pụtara na ana m azụ ahịa oge niile. Ikwikwii na-atụ narị afọ nke 21 ka onye na-achọ ndị isi oche ezommobil, ndị, gee ntị, ndị efu m hụrụ n'anya, obi isi ike gị ga-egbu gị. Mana tupu ị ga-anwụ, ndị dọkịta m enye gị iwu na obi ụtọ bụ ọgwụ. Chukwu bụ ekpomọkụ okwute ụlọ, maọbụ mkpịsị aka, maọbụ ịgba nkịtị ga-ebi ndụ karịa ọchịchị ndị obodo ukwu. Nwaanyị nkanka nọ n'ime mmiri, buru ite ofe eru n'aka, bụ etu n'ime otu Chukwu si ezokwa onwe ya. Nkịta ya weniri okwu elu bụkwa etu n'ime ihe Chukwu na-emepụta. Ha na iwere imi ya tinye n'ime ọgịgara ụtụtụ. Atụọ m aka, Chukwu nke a, Chukwu nke ọzọ. Ọbụlagodi mgbe Chukwu enweghị ihe, aka m nwee ajị dị m n'aka iji mee ebe ndebe isi. Tinye m n'ime igbe ozi enweghị mmechi, ka m nwee ike ịhụ ụzọ mgbe Chukwu ga-etinye aka ya n'ime oghere m. Ihu etu tazi si eme obodo karịa. Akpụkpọ ụkwụ m uyi, ọkara bụ ihe eji akpụkpọ fuchie. N'ime tazi ode edo, ka m hapụ ịdị ka onye nwụrụ anwụ, ma dị ka onye nọ na njem.
Etiefu mmemme akụ aba ebe ene aka nka anyị. Yɛfrɛ me Abena, na ɛna akenkan no fie a wɔnsɛm bi a wɔfrɛ no wɔ borɔfo mu. I ask that I do not die. Na nea ɔtwerɛeɛ yɛ Ilya Kaminsky. I ask that I do not die. Mebɔ mpaeɛ sɛ menwu. Mebɔ mpaeɛ sɛ menwu. Nanso sɛ mewu koraa a, Imadaka no mu kata no. Eyi ne nea mepɛ. Meyɛ Amerikani awensɛm twerɛfo. Enti, bedi me dwa. Mpɛtuo bɔ afe ha a ɛtɔ so aduonu biako mfɛnsere mu. Te sɛ nea wɔrehwehwɛ akwankyerɛfo a wɔda ExxonMobil ano. Ooh. medofo a mfaso nni wo so weni bresem no ebeku nanso ansa na obe wo no medruo yefo a chere medruo bi a yefo no enichi onyankopon ye obosho ana morie ana asomjoa etra hoche sen aheman obi apenyin bi a ogyina nsu mu kra mmere nkwan ye onyankopon ahintasem no mu bi ako ne kra man no a oma ne nanso na ode ne hwene to anopampa ru no ntim nso ye onyankopon agro no mu bi ako medemensachere onyankopon yini o na onyankopon yenu no na se onyankopon ni hwea mensa da so ara wo mi meda so fameshe funa kao webi usumu na se onyankopon de ne nsa hye mi ntokuru mu a meda so ara kai senya taxi Emma kuro ye kuro. Empaboa sheme na avu. Entama kata menipidu ya fanso. Wa taxi koko obi mu. Emma ente seni ya we siye siye me. Mepa mwacho. Ma enye seni ya mireye hako intu.
I ask that I do not die by E.R. Kaminsky. But if I do, I want an open coffin. I am an American poet and therefore open for business. I'll speck the windows of the 21st century as if looking for the board members of ExxonMobil. Listen, my beloved nothings. Your seriousness will kill you. But before you die, my doctors have prescribed happiness. God is a warm brick or a claw or the silence that survives empires. An old woman in the rain with a pot of mushroom soup is one of God's disguises. Her dog lifts his leg, another one of God's shenanigans, and pushes his nose into morning's ribcage. I point my hand, God this and God that, and when God has nothing, I still have my hairy hand for a pillow. Put me in an open bus, so when God reaches inside my hose, I can still see how a tazi makes a city more a city. Slippers on my feet, and only half covered by a sheet, in a yellow taxi, so as not to seem laid out in state, but in transit. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your effort. Please do rate us and leave us a comment. We want to know what you think. See you tomorrow.